Chapter 12, The Power of Love. This experience is all about cultivating divine love. And it has three parts. You can do them all right in a row, or you can allow some time between them. Just trust your inner guidance about how you'd like to move through this experience. Part 1, Opening to Love. For a few moments, contemplate your life exactly as it is right now. Can you love yourself just as you are? Can you wrap whatever is going on in your life in an embrace of love? Can you love yourself even if you are having trouble loving yourself? Invite your eyes to close and continue to be with whatever is arising. If you find it difficult or impossible to love yourself and what is going on in your life, see if you can simply accept yourself as you are. When you have seen and felt whatever is within you, let your eyes open. And consider the following. The more we deepen into who we really are, the easier it gets to love whatever is present. Over time, our sense of who we are, our identity, shifts from the outer human self to the inner divine self. As we become established in the true self, loving whatever is present in us and our experience gets easier and easier. For love is the essence of the true self. Meanwhile, we can help this along with the following simple practice. Part 2, Seeing Through the Loving Eyes of the True Self. Let your eyes close once again and feel your awareness turning toward your inner world, the world of the self. Become aware of a troubling aspect in yourself or your life. Just let it float to the surface and go with whatever shows itself. See it through the eyes of your human self, as you have so many times before. Hear the judgments. There may be fault-finding of yourself or of others. Feel the frustration, the fear and the shame. Notice the tendency to want to separate and move away from this distressing internal or external situation. Just let it all be what it is, with no attempt to shy away from it and no need to give it any energy. Now, invite the eyes of your true self to look upon the situation. Invite the love of who you really are to bathe it in acceptance and compassion. Really let yourself feel what this is like. If this seems challenging, invite the flow of divine love into the situation to increase. How does the situation appear to your divine self? Allow some time for this new perspective to reveal itself. If you don't immediately experience how your true self would see things, then imagine how it would. What do you now see and understand about the issue? What is it like to feel divine love enfolding you and wrapping itself around this challenging aspect of your life? Knowing you are the self, are you more able to love your human self through it? And as always, if you would like more time, just push the pause button and come back when you're ready for part 3. Part 3, Loving Ourselves as We Are. Fear and doubt and feeling bad about ourselves are clues that something in us is asking to be loved. Not loved after it is healed or transformed or fixed or gone beyond. Loved as it is, as you are, right now. The mind may come up with a zillion reasons why you are not deserving of love, why you are not worthy of your true self's unconditional acceptance. The reasons may sound convincing, and you may be tempted to side with your mind about the matter. But none of those reasons is ultimately true. To turn this around, try this. Invite your mind to list some of its judgments and criticisms of you. Don't engage with them, simply hear them out. Write them down if that seems helpful. Sometimes it's really good to get them out on paper because that empties out your subconscious mind. Now become aware of your breathing. Just feeling the breath breathing you and relaxing into that. No effort, no doing. Just feeling the breath coming in and going back out. Notice any thoughts that are arising, and notice whether you are believing those thoughts. Feel the emotions that are present. Observe any guilt or shame that are stimulated by the mind's assessments of you. Then turn everything over to the divine. Within and without. Surrender it all into the one great being. Now, ask to be made aware of how your true self sees you. Feel the vast love of who you really are enfolding your human self. Sense the radiance that lives within you, encircling all that is hard for your human self to accept and embrace. Receive any loving messages that your true self wants to communicate to your human self. Allow some time to be with all that is unfolding. And then write about your experience in your journal. You can easily use this simple process in your daily life. Whenever you notice the mind making a critical evaluation, stop. Go through the steps presented above. As you do this over time, the old neural groove of suffering will be replaced by a new response pattern of self-acceptance and happiness. Working with this one simple practice reveals a profound truth. If we can meet it with loving presence and awareness, every situation offers an evolutionary opportunity. Each challenge that arises is another call to love. Will we answer the call, or go on rejecting and judging our precious human self?